99.1, 92.3 is FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter. Live and local each and every Saturday morning from 9 to noon on these radio stations. I love talking about food, especially the good stuff. In studio with us for a segment, Rick Henriksen, the man behind Teriyaki Madness. And you have three locations. This is a big, big deal here. Sierra Summit, well, they call it the Shaden Mall now. Is that right, Rick? That's right. Put your mic on. There you go. Sierra, keep saying Sierra. Shaden Mall next to the movie theater. You're also next to Total Wine on South Virginia Street. And you have a location downtown. Downtown Reno?
That's right.
Next to the Circus Garage?
Yeah, it's right there at the end of Virginia Street and Highway 80, right across the highway from the university.
You have been into food all your life. Look at this. 1982, cooking at the Peppermill. And I must have met you many times there, my friend. This is back when the Peppermill was an actual coffee shop. And there were no towers at the Peppermill when I used to go there back in 78. I don't know if they got those towers going by 82, but pretty small town back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a small town, and it was a small, great little restaurant. I'll never forget the $3.50 New York steak and eggs that we would pack people in from midnight till 8 o'clock in the morning.
You know, we were born too late because I got in on the tail end of like Circus. Now, you remember this. The breakfast buffet was 99 cents. The lunch buffet was $1.99. The dinner buffet at Circus was $2.99. This was no shortstop buffet, too. This was like half a football field long.
Yeah, as a starving teenager, I remember getting double orders of 99-cent breakfasts and double orders of Buck 99 chicken at the Sands.
Rick,
it was a lifetime ago, John.
The golden days.
Yeah.
The golden days right there. So for folks who have never been, what's the best way you can describe what Teriyaki Madness is?
Yeah, so it's a simple bowl-style concept. So when ordering your bowls, you're choosing from your wide variety of proteins. We've got salmon choices and tofu choices and spicy chicken, teriyaki chicken, steak teriyaki, spicy steak, all combinations of proteins and different sauces and flavors. So you choose your protein and then you're going to pick your base. They come with white or brown rice, all freshly made. All of our proteins are clean, healthy, fresh meats. And then you upgrade fried rice noodles or nothing. Just have a power bowl with our vegetable medley that we serve freshly walked to order. So we kind of find ourselves in this middle lane where, you know, we want you to experience a full type of service. However, we're in a fast casual environment. So if you can come in and get a fresh, tasty, clean, healthy bowl of teriyaki chicken, rice, and vegetables, and you can do that in 10, 15 minutes. We just think that's a better choice.
These reviews, my man, Google reviews, let me see, Jay writes this. He wrote this 2 weeks ago. Local guide Jay, love the chicken teriyaki bowl. I decided to get the large since I don't live close by and rarely get over to Reno. I was seriously impressed with the humongous portions. He got my attention. I could not finish it all one sitting. Glad I got extra teriyaki sauce on the side because all that stuff is delicious. Let me add something that, people don't mention enough times. Your locations, especially the Shaden Summit Mall and also the one by Total Wine, parking's a breeze.
Yeah, it's a huge parking lot.
Yeah, both those places. You don't have to worry about parking. You cruise right in and everything.
Yeah, that's right. And our downtown location, you know, smaller parking lot, but in the downtown scene, I think that's kind of understood and expected. Right?
Well, you can park in the Circus Garage.
That's right. And we do lot of online delivery. So, you know, roughly half our business is outside the store.
So I see another review here, second review that's new. Love their chicken teriyaki. Is that the That is that the thing to get it at Teriyaki Madness? Is that your top seller?
Yeah, it's the signature dish, and it's a proprietary recipe for our teriyaki, made exclusively for our stores nationwide.
Listen to this connoisseur. There is a nice burnt, crispy outer layer.
We like a little char. We think the grill style gives it a very different flavor.
You're more than fast casual food here if you're doing things like this, you know. This you got great reviews here. Do you ever sit down and read these things?
I do. Yeah, okay. I do. It's one of the things that inspires us. Our team loves to hear them, and there are times where, you know, people aren't happy, and now, we try to take that as constructive input.
I don't
share that with all the teams and
unhappy people here.
Keep you getting better.
You say on Google here, you say you are Seattle style teriyaki. What is Sierra style?
Seattle.
Yeah. Oh, Seattle. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. Seattle style. I've been here too long. Seattle style. What is that?
Yeah. So the story goes that the founders, in search of the perfect teriyaki, found themselves up in Seattle, Washington, at a little teriyaki bowl restaurant, similar to what this has evolved to. Elderly Japanese lady had what they believed to be the best sauce they'd ever tasted. They bought the recipe and began the stores, opened their first stores down in Las Vegas about 20 years ago, and then worked to refine and improve the model, make sure the recipes and the processes and the brand was all where they wanted it to be. And then we began the franchising process about 10 years ago, now up to about 200 stores.
200 stores. Well, it's got to be good. And let's talk about health-wise. This is mainly all protein we're talking about. And if you add something like brown rice, that's healthy too. And you offer gluten-free and vegetarian selections also.
That's right, yeah. So as you mentioned before, the protein's a big deal. We've received such positive feedback. The company's made the decision to offer a new a promotion where you can double the protein inside your bowl, and we're getting a lot of response. People are really enjoying this opportunity to double down on the proteins and get the vegetables and the rice.
Couldn't they do that before? I mean, just say, hey, give me double.
It wasn't on the menu. It wasn't something that we were able to offer. They could get more, but they couldn't get double. And yeah. So that's been a great response. But to your question, you know, it's all fresh. It's all clean. It's all, you know, there's no additives, no preservatives. We're most proud, I think, of the fact that we cater to a lot of sports organizations. So our own affiliates cater to the 49ers, cater to the Raiders. We cater to all the Nevada Reno teams. We cater to the Reno Aces and all those affiliate teams that come into play. Yeah, the reason is because the nutritionists love our food.
Yeah, they take a close look at
They take a close look. That's exactly
the healthy,
right.
Aspects of that.
That's right.
Oh, man. You do delivery?
We do delivery through third parties. Yep, we do delivery, but we do a lot of catering as well.
And a lot of pickup, customer pickup?
A lot of customer pickup, a lot of online ordering, a lot of delivery, yep.
Well, I think you're going to be pretty jammed here. You know how it is after New Year's. People want to be super healthy and everything. And so sounds supernatural. I'm not going to find the Sysco truck parked outside.
No, Sysco delivers great fresh food.
Are you being funny?
No, they do.
They have to get it from
Sysco's. Sysco's who brings us all of our fresh vegetables and all of our fresh Tyson chicken.
Oh, I'm sorry to knock Sysco.
Yeah,
okay.
No, they you can get what you want, right? If I want all fried stuff, I can get that too. But that's not our lane.
I'm just being churlish. Okay, so what am I missing here? Let me see. I'm looking at the pictures of it. It looks layout's beautiful. Looks like brand new buildings, all three locations. And it's do you have desserts there?
We do. We keep it simple though. So we've got you know, Sandy's cookies, which are highly addictive. You have to be careful about those things.
And Sandy's cookies, where are they from?
That's the manufacturer.
We
resell them.
Yeah, oh, I got you.
We resell them, but they're delicious.
Okay. How, what's the process like? Okay. You said fast casual. So there's no waiters, right?
That's right. So you're going to come in, you're going to place your order, and then our cooks are going to work. We can get that fresh bowl prepared and served to you within 10 minutes. We bring it to the table. We're happy to serve you and help you. But as I said, a lot of our business is our people ordering. Our food travels exceptionally well. It retains its heat. You know, it's tough when you order a burger and it shows up cold and you're at work, or a piece of pizza and it's never hot. Our stuff stays hot.
Yeah, it's easy to reheat.
And our bowls are microwavable and dishwasher safe as well.
Let's get to the flavor. Tell me about the sauces.
Wide variety in that we can mix and match. So the teriyaki, as I said, is this kind of signature dish, but our spicy chicken is a close number two. It's got quite a bit of heat, and you can increase that heat to mad spicy if you like for the crazy spice lovers. We've got a fantastic orange chicken. You can do a spicy orange. You could do that spicy orange with your fried breaded chicken, or you can do it with your green or clean thighs. No skin.
Yeah.
So it's kind of up to you. The mixing and matching of the proteins gives you a lot of choices.
I'm a sweet and savory guy. My favorite snack is Chex Mix. So what would you have something for that?
If you're a sweet and savory guy, you'd have to go with the teriyaki.
I am a sweet and savory guy.
You look like a sweet and savory guy, John. You'd have to start with the chicken teriyaki.
Well, let me ask you this. This is important to me. Do you put the bottles of the sauce on the table?
We do.
You do?
We do.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. I'm going to be there tomorrow. This is great. What are your hours?
We can't wait to have you. We open daily at 11 o'clock. We close our Total Wine store and our Shade and Summit Mall store at 9. Our downtown store stays open till 10.
Food is made to order. It's not like refrigerated and they bring out the dish and microwave it.
No, we're walking it freshly. We're grilling it fresh. Rice is made fresh every day.
You can see that.
Absolutely. You can hear the sizzle from the from the restaurant.
My friend, I have been so disappointed. I just went to a Mexican restaurant. I'm not going to name these places, but I order guacamole dip. And the guy comes back within 60 seconds with very chilled guacamole dip. It came straight from the fridge.
Right.
That's a terrible thing to do to the foods we love. Anything else, my friend, that I did not ask you, Rick?
No.
You know, I just wanted to ask one more question, and that is this. Are there any questions that I should have asked that has information that you wanted to get out about your teriyaki bandas, but in my mediocrity, I have failed to ask you, Rick?
No, I think you got it. You know, the nature of our business is we want to provide high quality, fresh, tasty food quickly in a fun environment that people will enjoy coming into, that our team enjoys working at. We've got 3 locations, so we think we can cover the Reno Valley, Washoe Valley very well. And, you know the hours, you know where you know where to find us. So we'd love to serve you and the team.
All right. All on Virginia Street, folks, downtown by the Circus Garage, next to Total Wine on South Virginia, and also at the Shade and Summit Mall next to the movie theater. Rick, it's been a pleasure to meet the man behind Teriyaki Madness.
Thanks, John.
All right, my friend. Thanks for coming by. Good to know you. I'm going to take a break briefly. Folks, open topic now, 884-9910. What would you like to bring up? I got some texts to read from this morning. 884-9910, and you are next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1120.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. So glad you tuned in each and every Saturday, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. Donner looks pretty good right now, but the brunt of the next winter storm, I heard on the 22nd or 23rd, ski resorts have been putting up a good front this season, but what a disaster this December has been so far for them, because skiers, they are particular. They are not so much into rain, but we're at the point where this one big Sierra snowstorm, if it's as big as they say, that one big storm will literally save this ski season and the resorts. So Phone lines open, 884-9910. I got to go through the texts after during the next break. I've been busy here, and I have to pre-screen those texts before I open my mouth and read some of them. I would like to ask, I think I just might be the very last person on commercial radio to ask, what is your favorite Christmas movie? Okay, 884-9910. I will say this, don't say The Godfather. I know people who say that. And yes, it's Christmas time and one of those Godfather movies, but in one of them. But not a Christmas movie. To me, some of them never get old. It's a Wonderful Life. The Wizard of Oz is not Christmas, but there's something about that I've seen it 50 times. And if it happens to be on, gosh, it was on HBO a couple of weeks ago, I could not turn it off. But good Christmas movies that are recent, I would put Fred Claus with Vince Vaughn. Hilarious. Bad Santa, Billy Bob, despite the language. Usually, you know, the language thing in movies really turns me off, but it's a good job they did with Bad Santa. Holiday Inn. Christmas in Connecticut. When those movies come up, I will watch them on TCM or HBO, nowhere else. I cannot enjoy any movie with any commercial. There are a lot of bad Christmas movies. Christmas with the Cranks, which tried to be National Lampoon Christmas and failed miserably. Home for the Holidays. Now, you think with that title, it's got to be great for the family, right? Home for the Holidays with Holly Hunter is probably the most depressing, disgusting, morose, depressing holiday movie ever. And I remember the family Christmas my new wife and I were hosting at our new home. And us being the hosts, I really wanted to impress the in-laws. And back in the days of Blockbuster, I picked this Christmas movie out. It was up to me to pick out the Christmas movie after dinner for the new in-laws. And I did the research. I read the reviews. Damn those critics. The critics loved Home for the Holidays. That was my first mistake. Holly Hunter. And you know what? Hey, I thought they're funny. I mean, this should be funny. My new in-laws are going to be laughing thanks to me. They're hero son-in-law. And well, it turned out this movie was all about a visit from the world's worst, most terrible in-laws. And it was 2 hours of torture. All of us watching this movie, nobody laughed. I got a couple of dirty looks, and it was torture. And I tried to save the movie while it was on by doing these fake laughs. It only made things worse, because how could he think that was was fun? My name was Mud. All right, let's go to the phone. We have a couple of Jeffs here. Let's start with Jeff in Reno calling about Christmas movies. Hey, Jeff, I appreciate your call. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. So it's a close second. I'd say it's A Wonderful Life just because of the heart-strung tenderness. But my favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful, not a story, A Christmas Story. It can't be Darren McGavin saying, Fragile, it's a major award, and the like. The movie just strung together very nicely.
You know, it's funny with me. I don't know what it is about me. I love Darren McGavin. He's one of my favorites, but I don't know. I had that gene where I just didn't fall in love with A Christmas Story. I love the narrator. I love any narrator adds to a movie, I think. I appreciate your call, Jeff. I'll give it one more try. Let's go to another Jeff. Who? Take care. Jeff number two, I'm glad you called. Good morning, 99.1 FM Talk.
Good morning, and thank you, John. Always good to talk to you. You. I'm calling about Christmas with the Cranks. If you think it was a disappointing movie, you should read the book. Then you'd be really disappointed. It's based on a book called Skipping Christmas by John Grisham, of all people. You know, those serious intrigue lawyer movies, you know, Pelican Brief and all that stuff. Anyway, Skipping Christmas is about half the length of any of his other books, and you cannot stop laughing when you read it. And then well, I was excited to see the movie was coming out, and boy, was that. They just went totally in a different direction, and they blew it.
Okay, but so there's actually a book. Okay.
I recommend it. It's called Skipping Christmas. It's a short read,
and
you will keep on laughing. If I could recommend another movie, the old black and white, it's called It Happened on Fifth Avenue.
It Happened on Fifth Avenue with little Natalie Wood. Oh, no. That's not the one. Okay. What's
No. It's this old bum with a little pet dog that he carries under his arm is an interloper. And he spends his winters in the Fifth Avenue mansion of a millionaire that spends his summers in Florida. And, of course, when it's time to move out in the spring, he goes to Florida and summers in the winter house.
Mm.
And it all goes from there. And it's just post-World War II. There's a bunch of down-and-out veterans looking for work. It's a Christmas story. If you've never seen it in all these years, you know, 80-some years or whatever, it's worth a watch.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. I'm writing it down as you speak. I will check that out. Thank you so much. I just got a text from somebody saying the previous Jeff called up about A Christmas Story, and I'm told by text that TNT is going to be running A Christmas Story for 24 hours straight. 24 hours, the same movie over and over. Well, it may take me 24 hours to really enjoy. What about Dickens' Christmas Carol? What is the best version of that? I don't say this because I'm an old man. Alistair Sims, I think that's the original from 1930-something, to me is the epitome, is the best version of A Christmas Carol, which I think has had like 7 or 8 versions done. I think one of the more recent ones, and I think he did a great job, was George C. Scott. That one, it was originally a TV movie, but the cable channels run it now and then. But Alistair Sim, he was a great Scrooge. That was just delightful. We got a break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. And back very shortly, I'd love to hear from you what you recommend as a good Christmas movie to watch and really get in the mood of the holiday with your family. 884-9910. Be back shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk, time 11:32.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Looking good out there. I just took a look at the cameras set up at Donner Pass, and it's nice. It's cloudy. It's dry up there. I would highly recommend, if you're going over the hill to see family, that you go now. The size of this winter storm fluctuates in terms of predictions, but it looks pretty hefty. They're talking about this one storm saving the ski season. It's wet. The issue is it going to be cold enough to really pile up the snow? I have seen times, many times, when they have closed 80 going over the hill. So I think on certain days that just might happen on the 22nd or 23rd when they expect the height of this next snowstorm. Thank you for your texts at 884-9910. Most of them have to do with our guests. This one writing about when we had Jeff Carter on, who has pretty sure he's not exactly filed yet, but he is billing himself as a candidate for Nevada treasurer. And we had a great conversation. Please, John, please encourage him to run. He will have my vote. He just called our republic a republic, which is 100% correct. Anybody who calls our country a democracy is either ignorant and incompetent or perhaps something far more sinister, says this texter. Either is not to be trusted. I don't know your name. who texted, I am not that much of a hardline stickler over what our country is called. We know the system of government, but there have been presidents who, I think ever since Franklin D. Roosevelt, and every president since, has called us a democracy, even though that is not 100% true in its purest form of democracy. If you know what, if it's okay for the presidents to call us that, I am perfectly okay with it too. I think it's just a use of a word thing. I think that's a pretty basic description. Republic serves also. I think I've said this before, and there are some real sticklers out there like this Dexter who insists on hearing the exact correct verbiage of what we are. We all know what we are, right? But words, not too, I'm not picky about it. I did not have time last Saturday to bring this up. Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday before last. I'm pretty sure it was that Wednesday. After my news and traffic shift here, I was at the workout club, and I was walking by the bank of TV screens they have set up in front of the treadmills, and one of them was on Fox News Channel, and I couldn't hear the audio, but across the bottom of the screen, you know how they put words on there, and the words were, how to handle relatives with TDS, which I presume is not that nasty social disease you picked up in the Philippines. I suspect that TDS is what they call Trump derangement syndrome, which refers to the people who get bent out of shape when somebody mentions Donald Trump. And I believe it was how to handle relatives, the story here, how to handle relatives with TDS. And it was a story Fox News was doing on what to do at the holidays when you're together for Christmas or whatever, how to talk to your non-Trump supporting relatives. And I'm sure it was a fine story and all, but I would like to offer an alternative suggestion. Don't you dare let politics come to your holiday gathering. You know, politics is pretty important, but it's not the most important thing. And what is it that we do at our holidays? Well, you know, what do we have? We've got Christmas coming up. What do you do at Christmas? We're commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind. It's kind of a big deal. Holidays are about faith and family, the two things that are most important to you in life. And what's Hanukkah about? It's this miracle where God supported and sustained the Maccabees through miraculous means while they were in a very tough spot. That's pretty cool. You know, it reminds you of the fact that God is there for you in very hard times. Even Kwanzaa, and forgive me, I don't know much about that, but each day they do their little value or whatever else like that, things that are important that are meant to inspire people and families to be their best. All these things are good, right? But holidays are about faith and family, and don't you dare let bullcrap like politics get in the way of that. If you're pain in the ass brother-in-law starts talking about this, that, or the other, ragging on your politics or on your president or how you voted or anything else going on, just politely ignore him. Look the other way. Don't talk about Trump. Talk to grandma, right? Ask her how she and grandpa got together. Ask what Christmas was like back when they were starting out. Get the kids there. Well, Susie, tell us what the third grade is like. How's it going for you? Right? Share family stories and make new memories. Get off the cards. Play a little rummy, something like that. Shoot the breeze and just catch up. Holidays, again, about faith and family. And way down the list from that is politics. And what a foolish, heartbreaking tragic waste it would be if you let political discord and, you know, we're pissed off at each other, let that get in the way and become an irritant and worse. What if you got in a fight at Christmas time over politics and you're arguing with people you're supposed to be loving? Well, the devil won that day and you lost. And these holidays are special. So what's that old line in the scripture? Contention is not of me, saith the Lord. So when you get together with the in-laws and this and that and the other, it's not about, please don't do it. Don't tell them what you heard on Fox News. Don't tell them what you heard on MS, whatever they call it now. Don't tell them what you heard on here. Just know it's about faith and family, and watch your tongue, watch your heart. As you say something, ask yourself beforehand, how does this relate to strengthening our faith in our family? What is what I'm about to say, or what is my the reaction I'm about to have? What is that going to do to draw us closer together as a family? So at any rate, you know, it's not about handling your relatives who vote differently. It's about recognizing that around the sacred table at Christmas and Hanukkah and whatever else you got going, when you are with your family, just please don't fall into the trap of arguing politics. What a horrible, heartbreaking waste that would be. Your politics are important. Your faith and your family are a whole heck of a lot more important, says me. you can bring it up here. It's fine with me. But that holiday table with a family, when I think back of how much time I wasted as a know-it-all teenager arguing with my dad at the dinner table, and I could never take that back. Oh, God, I was such a jerk. 884-9910, number to call. We got phone calls lined up. We're going to get to them right after this final break on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1146.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Current temperature in Reno, 52 degrees, cloudy skies and dry. I'm John Potter, live and local, final. Oh, we just lost our caller. Okay. The break was just 10 seconds too long. Oh, my gosh. We had some good calls. We'll call back. I'm on the air now, folks. 884-9910. Well, all I have to say at the end of the show is 5 days from now at about this time, I think there's a good chance that you're going to be in pajamas, lazying around the living room, with a fair chance that there's going to be shreds of wrapping paper, and you will have this toy there and that toy and this gift and the other gift, and there may be over in the corner there is will be mother and father sitting at the edge of the couch, and he might have his arm around her, and she might be leaned up against him, and they might be holding hands, and they just might have that smile on their face that kind of shows that for a brief period they got a little glimpse of heaven there. You know, the family's all there, everybody's safe and warm, everybody happy, everybody's got their presents, everybody's having a good time, and you're sitting there thinking, this is a pretty good life. You know, life has worked out for us. This is what heaven looks like. And if that's you on Christmas Day, I rejoice in your pure happiness. For me, that experience is long past. My family, mom, dad, aunts, uncles, sister and brother are all gone, save for one brother who's probably in Costa Rica right now. And none of that is said with bitterness. I have incredible love for my time growing up in that town in upstate New York, and I can't go back there for a visit or a run on the Erie Canal Trail, or just look around or visit the cemetery without feeling a lump in my throat of love and gratitude for that place and for the people of that place, even though so many years have passed and so many people have passed away. You know, you never know where the road goes when you set out on it. Just you know, accept that there will be mistakes made. You just got to do your best and push forward. And if you look out to the horizon and it doesn't look all that promising, it's all right. You just keep going and keep pushing and move forward and have faith in the future and faith in yourself and faith in God above. And all these faiths, they pay off. I'm not sure the point of this segment, except to say, despite the pitfalls that I failed to avoid, I'm grateful. And though I don't know the details and particulars of your life, I'm certain that upon review, you would likewise feel just as grateful. Life is a miraculous, wonderful thing. The pursuit of whatever it is that interests you is a wonderful, marvelous thing. And I'm grateful for the opportunities to make something of those lives, you know. And yeah, I find it really easy to be grateful when the wind is at my back, when I'm experiencing things that bring me joy, when I'm out on a run or a long hike and I feel my body, even at this age, still working, or when I look up and I see the sky, whether it be dark with clouds or black full of stars, or when the summer sun is shining upon me, I look up and I see that creation and I feel gratitude. When the boss puts a little something in my paycheck, I feel grateful, gratitude. When dinner hits me just right, I feel gratitude. When this lump turns out to be nothing, I feel gratitude. You know how that goes. And you and I have lived more than enough to know that there are some days that really seem to seem to suck, right? When it's, man, I took a hit today. And you and I have faced days like that. I'm not going to talk about the funeral homes, the pink slips, or the times that the lump is not nothing. I'm not going to talk about those things. We know what they are. I got my list, and you've got yours. And we know sorrow. We know bad stuff. But the deal is, we are called in those worst of days to be grateful, to get through it. And I very much am. It takes us to a better place. So yes, have a very happy Christmas week, and let us be grateful when the sun shines and even when the storms rage, and maybe especially when the storms rage. Anyway, that's, I don't know what the point of that was. It was just how I feel. I'm John Potter, live and local. And there was something else I wanted to mention too. Well, I have a little boasting to do. At home, you'll be proud of me, Craig. I had one of these new Ecobee thermostats installed. No, I didn't install them. The thermostat tech guy did, but me, the technophobe, has an Ecobee.
And you've actually figured out how to use it on your cell phone.
Yeah, it's got a big little, it has a temperature, and I just push on the temperature.
Yes, you could, nobody's at the house, but, and so the heating is turned lower.
I know.
So about 15 minutes before you get home, you just slide it up on your phone and bring it to the temperature, and you walk into a nice, toasty, warm house.
I wasn't really looking for that. We had to get them, because we've been using these, you know, the only... those old beige plastic rectangles with the tiny little LCD windows in them, the white Rogers things that take the two AA batteries with the hold temp and the run program buttons, and they were breaking down. And so far with the Ecobees, you know, so far so good. The only thing worth mentioning, when they think the current room temperature is 7 degrees, the current room temperature to the Ecobee is 7 degrees warmer than the old thermostat. I can't figure that out. The old one, because it still has batteries in it, says 65. Ecobee says 72. I actually think the old one is more accurate. How could that be? And by the way, the thermostat installer gave me a very loud, disapproving groan when I told him the furnaces were in the crawl space. And the sounds that he made down there, I was about to call the ambulance, but it's not that bad down there. But anyway, he got it down. Nice guy. He actually commutes in from Las Vegas to do thermostat jobs here. His company does, well, they don't have enough thermostat installers in Reno. They have like two in our city. Can we not get more folks like that in town? It's unbelievable sometimes how understaffed certain businesses are. Just this week, Spectrum sent me upgraded equipment. No, they stopped installing years ago. You are the cable installer. And I did that, but you also have to return the old equipment or they fine you. They charge you if it isn't returned. And I found out the hard way, you can't just walk into a Spectrum office with the old equipment and have it scanned and go. There was just one person manning the store with eight people waiting to see her at the one on disk drive. You have to make an appointment to return the, and I did that. But even with two guys at the Smithridge one yesterday, no way. Because each customer that they deal with at those desks, it's about a 25-minute transaction. And I just could not wait. So I've been carrying around this old equipment in my trunk. I guess they're going to have to find me. I did what I could, you know. I do what I can. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. It's every Saturday, 9 to noon. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.